Hey, this is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source.
Aaron, this is a great topic you and I always talk about on a weekly basis. This is the subject, the topic, the hot topic all the time every week is that practice is not a substitute for training.
Yes, this hits home hard with me. Because when I'm usually putting together a schedule with an athlete and a parent, and they say, you know, we're saying, well, okay, what's your workload during the week? And I'll obviously, you know, I'll ask them, hey, what are your goals? And in most cases, I want to be a D1 athlete.
Right.
And I don't think people realize the amount of work it takes to become a D1 athlete and to acclimate yourself to being a D1 athlete. Mm-hmm. And just to go back on something, there was a survey done a few years back and they surveyed a bunch of D1 strength and conditioning coaches, instructors at major colleges. And they found that basically upwards of 80% of most incoming college freshmen aren't ready for college athletics. Aren't physically ready for college athletics.
Right.
It's because they don't prepare themselves. And I think in high school, they have the wrong perception of what is training and what is practice. And they conflate the two together. Right. And so they're really not doing the amount of work that they need to do. And they're not doing the amount of work that will acclimate them to being a college athlete. And so a lot of them get to college and they experience a lot of hardship and a lot of failure. And I think that is because from the onset, they really don't understand what's going to be asked of them as a collegiate athlete. To me, if you want to be a collegiate athlete, whether it's D1, D2, D3, you need to be training like a D1, D2, D3 athlete while you're in high school, because there's an organization process that has to happen. In other words, you have to learn how to organize your life,
right?
In terms of your studies, your practices, your training. There's a physical adaptation that has to take place.
Absolutely.
And there's a mental adaptation that has to take place. And I don't think people fully comprehend and appreciate what it takes at that next level. And to wait until you get there to do that is really setting yourself up for failure.
It's too late, basically. To, you know, I really think athletes go to school and they, you know, as you said, they think practice is a substitute for training, and they don't realize when you get in college, whether you're a D1, D2, D3 athlete, NAIA athlete, or even a junior college athlete, they are training every day. They're practicing.
Right.
That's what, you know, I'm going, listen, you know, all you athletes out there like to train, you have to train like a collegiate athlete. They train 5 days a week. And on that sixth day, they're probably playing a game if they're playing a sport or something, whether it's football or it's basketball or baseball or it's a swim meet. Athletes, there's competition involved too. So You just can't say, okay, I just train 2 days a week. I just lift 2 days a week and that's good enough and I'm good and I'm a practice most of the time and I'm training. That's not training. Training and the sport of practice are two separate components
of an
athlete's development to make their body ready for competition. You know?
Yeah, that always is a hard sell for me because everyone wants to work things around their schedule.
Right.
And I'm saying, well, if you've got practice 3 days a week and then you're only going to lift or train 2 days a week, that's not preparing you for college athletics.
No.
And sometimes athletes and parents have to make the hard choices and say, well, hey, okay, yeah, I have a 2-hour soccer practice, but I've got to get my weight training in. Or if I got to get my speed training in.
Right.
And And, well, I don't want to do it after a 2 hour practice. Well, you know, it also comes down to volume and intensity. Okay. Right. You don't have to do an hour speed training session after your soccer practice.
Right.
Especially on a heavy day. You might just elect to do some of your speed drills or some of your agility drills or some of your lifting. And that might be a compact 30 minute session.
Right.
Or, you know, you may have to wait after you get home another hour or so, rest, and then do a more intense workout. Or what is most unpopular is I say, get your butt up at 6 a.m.
Right.
And do your workout. You know, you get it done. Because most of my dedicated athletes who move on, they're usually doing a workout early in the morning.
Yes.
And so they don't use school as an excuse. They right. don't use, oh, well, we had a practice as an excuse. What they do is what I was talking about. They learn how to manage their schedule. Yeah. They say, okay, if this is the block of time that I can get this done in and I can get some quality, efficient work in, then that's what I have to do. It just has to be done. So right. you get up at 6 a.m. and you get that 30 minute or 40 minute right. weightlifting session in before you go to school. It's right. just that simple. And it's about making hard choices. Being a champion isn't convenient.
No, it's not.
And getting to that next level and knowing how to work at the next level is not going to be convenient, but everyone wants convenient. They want to do things within, you know, their comfort level.
Right.
Sometimes, and most times, that's not how the world works.
You know, this is a great exercise in understanding how to be a collegiate athlete is when you can use your time management skills with, you know, your eating plans, your homework.
Yeah.
Time that you get to school, what you're going to do during lunch hour, if you have to do some extra homework, what you do when you get out of school, before practice, what you do after practice. It's a set schedule. That's how collegiate athletes work. That's how professional athletes work. It's a set schedule. It sets you up for success later in your life.
Yes.
It sets you up for, you know, success. And I think by just saying, okay, this is good enough, won't be enough to get to the next level if you really want to be successful. I think that's truly important.
I completely agree. You couldn't said it enough. I mean, good enough is, I think, what most of these athletes are operating off of. And your typical collegiate schedule, just like you said, you're going to go to school earlier in the day.
Right.
You're going to have your workout. And then after that, you're going to go straight to the weight room or whatever supplementary training you're going to do. Then you're going to go home. It's not going to be, well, we had a 2 hour workout, so we're done for the day. We're not going to do anything else. No, it doesn't work like
right.
that. And that's a 5 day a week schedule with training.
Right.
And again, I'm not saying take your 8 year old out there and put them on that kind of schedule.
Right.
You know, if you're a high school level athlete, you've got to start to make some of these hard decisions and hard choices if you want to succeed at the next level. One, if you first want to even be ready.
Right.
And two, if you want to succeed, because even if you get a scholarship, as far as I'm concerned, that's only an invitation to compete.
Ooh.
That is not a golden ticket for you to be able to play at the next level. It's an invitation for you to compete, and that invitation can be revoked at any moment.
So fitting. That hits it right on the head, Aaron, and I like what you say. So people out there, this is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source.
We'll check you out later.